USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Intelligence Committee today expected to question four current and former Trump administration officials in the House impeachment investigation. Three of the four say they monitored Trump's July phone call when he allegedly pressed the president of Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Police are still looking for the suspects in the shooting at a football watch party on Sunday evening in Fresno, California, that left four people dead and six people wounded. The police chief, Andy Hall, says
at least two suspects entered the property from the side of the house. They walked into the backyard and began immediately firing into the crowd.
The Taliban freed an American and an Australian hostage in exchange for the release by the Afghan government of three of their commanders. Kevin King and Timothy Weeks had been held for over 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The Houston Police Department is changing its uniform policy to honor a fallen Harris County Sheriff's deputy, as Deputy Sandeep Dalawal was the first Harris County deputy allowed to wear a turban while on duty, and he was shot and killed during a September traffic stop. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo and the Houston mayor have announced that all officers will be allowed to wear turbans and other religious articles of clothing while on duty. FedEx CEO Fred Smith, challenging the publisher of the New York Times to a debate over a front-page story in the paper. Smith saying this week's story that claimed the company went from a tax liability of $1.5 billion in 2017 to zero last year is an outrageous distortion. Smith now challenging the Times publisher, A.G. Salzberger, to debate about issues like federal tax policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A fascinating new study out. It finds personality traits have a direct impact on how people spend their money in retirement. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
According to the report from the American Psychological Association, people who are more open to new experiences often spend their savings more quickly than those who are introverted, and it was also found that those with a more negative outlook about life are also more likely to spend their savings faster than those who have a more positive outlook. The study was done by looking at personality and psychological data from over 3,600 people aged 50 and older, and then pairing it with tax data. The study suggests financial experts should take a client's personality into consideration when creating retirement strategies instead of focusing primarily on the client's financial situation. I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to the economy, the very latest on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clements.
There's a wide gap across the nation with a price at the pump in California at $3.94 a gallon. Louisiana has the lowest at $2.16. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us those prices are expected to decrease even more in the coming weeks.
Average gas prices are likely to continue slowly drifting lower as we progress into the fall and winter months, a time of year when gasoline demand weakens and refineries are returning from maintenance season.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.